As Christians, we believe God came into our history. It's a very important distinction between us and other people who claim to believe in God. Name your religion. This is a very important distinction. A lot of people can say, I believe in God. Muslims can say it. Jews can say it. Here's the difference. Our God came into our history. He came to save us. Pretty important difference. First, we believe God came as a man, Jesus Christ, his son. And second, we believe Jesus will come again at the end of time. Very specifically, as Christians, we believe that Jesus is moving toward us from the future. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. The beginning and the end. Christ is the Word, the source of all creation. History will have an end, as will our own personal life story. My life will end, your life will end, this flesh will die, your flesh will die. We just don't know when this is going to occur. The end will come in our personal lives, and the end will also come at the end of history. There will be an end of the world and a time of judgment. That's what Jesus is teaching us in the Gospels. Death is something the young seldom think of and the elderly never forget. But none of us knows when it will come. We must live with a sense of expectation and a consistent response to God's will. Advent is the story of God's coming into our lives and human history very specifically. It's interesting how the church begins the liturgical year with God coming. He is Emmanuel, God with us. God first came as a man, born of the Son of Mary, who conceived of the Holy Spirit. The word Advent comes from the Latin advenio, for the coming, or he comes. God comes to us, very important distinction. The main characteristic of Christian faith, compared to other faiths that simply believe in the existence of God. Oh yeah, I believe in God. Yeah, but does your God come to you? God comes to us, and he dwells with us. He's with us in the sacraments. He's with us in the church. And the church remembers God's coming into our human history, and God's coming again at the end of time with this four-week season of Advent in preparation for the celebration of Jesus' birth at Christmas. You know, it's very appropriate that we begin the liturgical year understanding he is coming. There's another interesting thing in the way the church practices this belief. Look at Easter. In Mexico, it's called Domingo Mayor, in other words, the greatest Sunday. And there's 6 weeks getting ready for Easter. You don't just have Easter. Oh, this is Easter Sunday, and after that comes another Sunday. No, not in the Catholic Church. We spend 6 weeks getting ready for that day. And the next important day, of course, is God's birth as a man, Jesus born in Bethlehem, and we spend 4 weeks getting ready for it. Very important concept. In the first 2 weeks of Advent, we focus on God coming at the end of time. But then, in the third week of Advent, Sunday, beginning with the third Sunday of Advent, we pivot as a church, universal, and we go from looking at God to the end of time to looking for God coming into our lives as the Christ child. And we signify it with symbols, just like we do everything else. And one of the symbols is the color changes to pink. The vestments, we'll put on pink vestments, and the color of that day is pink, and it's that shift in Advent time to the joy of the coming of God into our midst as a child. We call it Gaudete Sunday. God doesn't just come into our lives and then leave. Jesus gives himself to us in his sacraments for our eternal salvation, our baptism, our confirmation, our Eucharist, the sacraments for forgiveness of sin and mission and service. He comes to stay. He comes to dwell with us in his church and his sacraments. But he's always warning us to stay consistent in our expectations. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus speaking about the end times. Whether during Jesus' lifetime or at the end of times, Jesus urges us to live a life of expectancy. He says, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. And that day catch you by surprise like a trap." Drunkenness, excessive pleasure seeking, absorption in the worldly concerns are sure ways to not be ready, to lose sight of our final destiny, and to get caught unaware, like as by a concealed trap. And you don't believe in concealed traps? Ask Adam and Eve. As Christians, we name it temptation. Have you ever known temptation? Pretty good trap. You don't see the dope slap coming. It's coming. Advent is the first season in the liturgical year, as we said, and it is 4 weeks long. It's important to restate. The Christmas season is rich, and it lasts for 12 days. And the first day of the Christmas season is December 25th, which we anticipate with the vigil on December 24th. The Christmas season lasts 12 days, and Christmas is the first day of that season. It's important to know that so that you don't lose Advent. Advent, Christmas, does not begin at Thanksgiving. This is a different season. As I said, it's a little bit like Lent. The color's purple or violet. The Advent's a time of prayer, of preparation, sacrifice, fasting, and almsgiving. People ask me about the best time to put up Christmas decorations. And I suggest, and I get in trouble over this, kids hate me, but I suggest the best time to put up Christmas decorations is the third Sunday of Advent. And then we're in lockstep with the entire church all over the world. On Gaudete Sunday, we are all shifting from looking at Christ at the end of time to looking for Christ, the child of Bethlehem. And then for those last 2 weeks of Advent, we're much more focused on the events of Christmas, but not letting Christmas happen until Christmas. You know, the tradition of Christmas gifts was they were given on the 12 days after the 25th, not on the 30 days before the 24th, or even on the 24th. We've shifted even the gifting in our culture. Don't let Advent pass you by. This wonderful spiritual director priest at St. Mary's Seminary in Houston And people were complaining about Christmas when people got back into the seminary in January after the break, and they said, Christmas was a flop. Christmas was a flop because Advent was shoddy. Don't lose your Advent.